ESLpod.com presents Business Meetings, a special 10-episode course to teach you business vocabulary in English. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California, and I'll be the host for this series. In this course, you'll learn vocabulary for formal and informal business meetings. Each lesson has three parts. First, we will read a story or a dialogue slowly. Second, we will give an explanation of what happened in the meeting and the vocabulary used. And third, we'll repeat the dialogue or story at a normal speed for native speakers. Each lesson will have both a formal and an informal meeting, so you can hear the differences between, for example, a more formal meeting with your boss or the head of the company, and a more informal meeting with your coworkers or fellow employees. The lesson will begin with the formal meeting first, followed by the informal meeting dialogue or story. Are you ready? Let's begin with lesson one, starting a meeting.
On behalf of Vision Corporation, I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is a meeting of some of the key players in our company, our top managers. Our purpose this morning is to hear a presentation about a new initiative for outreach and marketing, and to discuss this plan with all of you. This is a presentation that all of us have looked forward to. This initiative marks a new milestone in the evolution of our company. First, it serves as an assessment of where our company is now in terms of communicating its message to its customers domestically and abroad. Furthermore, this plan has the potential to drive our company forward by transforming our corporate outreach and marketing strategies. We are delighted that all of the major contributors to this initiative are here today. They will use their unique perspectives to talk about the current state of affairs in terms of outreach and marketing, give details about the new proposed initiative, and outline the path for implementation.
Our script begins with Alex of the Vision Corporation calling the meeting to order. To call a meeting to order, O-R-D-E-R, means to officially begin the meeting. Alex says that it is a meeting of the key, K-E-Y, players, or the people who have the most important positions or roles. He says that the purpose of the meeting, or the reason that everyone is meeting, is to hear a presentation about a new initiative, INITIATIVE, which is a new idea for a project or program, especially at work. This particular initiative is for outreach, O-U-T-R-E-A-C-H, which means communicating with people who aren't involved with the company, and marketing, M-A-R-K-E-T-I-N-G, which means telling people about the company's products and trying to increase sales. He says that everyone has looked forward to the presentation. When we say that everyone looks forward to a meeting or presentation, we mean that they have been excited about the presentation for a long time and are eager and happy to hear it today. They want to hear about it. Then Alex says that the initiative marks, M-A-R-K-S, a new milestone, M-I-L-E-S-T-O-N-E. To mark means to note when something happens. We are going to mark our anniversary by having a party. To mark is to note, to indicate to others. A milestone is an important achievement on the way to meeting a bigger goal. It's one small step in a larger project. A milestone for you might be getting a driver's license, graduating from college, or passing the TOEFL exam. Or a milestone could be different sections of a big project. Alex says that the presentation serves as an assessment, A-S-S-E-S-S-M-E-N-T, or measurement of where the company is now, in terms of communicating its message. The phrase in terms, T-E-R-M-S, of, usually means with regard to or regarding. For example, Alex could have said, in terms of sales, or in terms of our employees' qualifications, instead of in terms of communicating its message. He then says, furthermore, this plan has the potential to drive our company forward. The word furthermore, F-U-R-T-H-E-R-M-O-R-E, is used to present a new idea that builds on whatever was said before. You could say in addition here as well. To drive something forward means to help something become better or move into the future. When Alex talks about transforming corporate outreach and marketing strategies, he means changing the outreach and marketing in a big or important way. To transform means to change, to make different. Next, Alex says he is delighted that the major contributors are at the meeting and says that they will use their unique perspectives, PERSPECTIVES, or points of view, opinions, or ideas, to talk about the current state of affairs. The current state of affairs, AFFAIRS, is just a fancy way to say the way things are today, or the current status of something. The current state of affairs is what is going on now, at this time. A little later, Alex says that the participants will outline, O-U-T-L-I-N-E, the path for implementation, meaning that they will briefly describe the main points or main ideas about implementation. To implement means to carry out, to do something. Now let's listen to the beginning of the formal meeting again, this time at a normal speed.
On behalf of Vision Corporation, I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is a meeting of some of the key players in our company, our top managers. Our purpose this morning is to hear a presentation about a new initiative for outreach and marketing, and to discuss this plan with all of you. This is a presentation that all of us have looked forward to. This initiative marks a new milestone in the evolution of our company. First, it serves as an assessment of where our company is now in terms of communicating its message to its customers domestically and abroad. Furthermore, this plan has the potential to drive our company forward by transforming our corporate outreach and marketing strategies. We are delighted that all of the major contributors to this initiative are here today. They will use their unique perspectives to talk about the current state of affairs in terms of outreach and marketing, give details about the new proposed initiative, and outline the path for implementation.
Hopefully, you now have a better understanding of the formal meeting. In the informal meeting, Alex is much more casual and relaxed. Let's listen.
Okay, everybody, please take a seat. Let's get started. I've called this meeting of our top salespeople so that all of you get a chance to hear about the new plan to get our company out there in order to reach more of our potential market. First, we'll hear a presentation from the team that has been working on this. Then, we'll discuss it to get your feedback and put our heads together to see if there are any other ideas. While the team is getting set up, let me say a few words. What does this new plan mean for our company? First, it's a reality check on where we are right now in terms of getting our message to our customers. Second, this plan has the potential to move the company forward. One of our main challenges, as you all know, is staying relevant in this changing market. Today's presentation has some really innovative ideas about how we can do this.
Alex begins by asking everyone to take a seat, S-E-A-T, which is an informal way of asking people to sit down in their chairs. He calls the meeting to order. He gets it started by saying that this meeting is to hear about a new plan to get the company out there. The phrase to get something out there means to make something more familiar to the public. For example, a new website always wants to get its message out there so that people learn about it and begin to visit it. To get out there can mean to get noticed by other people. Alex says that doing so will help the company reach more of its potential market. Potential, P-O-T-E-N-T-I-A-L, here means possible. So the potential market is a group of people who do not buy the product right now, but would probably or possibly be interested in it. You can also use potential as a noun, such as, he's got great potential, meaning he has great possibilities. He will do great things in the future. Alex explains that after the presentation, there will be a discussion to get people's feedback. F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K, or positive and negative reactions about what they just heard. Then, they will put their heads together to see if there are any other ideas. The phrase, to put our heads together, means to work as a group to think of new ideas about something. For example, Lucy and I always put our heads together to think of ideas for new and interesting ESL podcasts. Alex says that he wants to say a few words while the team is getting set up or getting ready to give the presentation. This means that he wants to speak about something for a short period of time, maybe a few minutes. Sometimes at a meeting, we ask someone to stand up and say a few words, meaning to talk to the whole group for a few minutes about some topic. Alex says that the new plan means three things for the company. First, it's a reality check. Reality, R-E-A-L-I-T-Y, is another word for what is real, what is actually happening. A check, C-H-E-C-K, here means a look at or an examination of something to see how you are doing, how much progress you've made. So a reality check is a realistic look at the true facts of a situation, something that will tell you how you are doing. In this case, the reality check is about how well the company is communicating with its customers. Second, he says that the plan can help move the company forward by helping it stay relevant. R-E-L-E-V-A-N-T, meaning important or related to the current situation, even though the market is changing. Because the market is changing, the company has to make sure it is doing what their customers want or expect from them. We also use this word relevant to mean related to something, related to the current situation. The opposite would be irrelevant. If someone says that this is irrelevant, they mean it is not related to or connected to the current situation or idea. Alex finishes by saying that the presentation has many innovative, I-N-N-O-V-A-T-I-V-E, ideas. Innovative means new, something that hasn't been done before. So innovative ideas are ideas that are new, creative, and interesting. Now let's listen to the informal meeting again, this time at a native rate of speech.
Okay, everybody, please take a seat. Let's get started. I've called this meeting of our top salespeople so that all of you get a chance to hear about the new plan to get our company out there in order to reach more of our potential market. First, we'll hear a presentation from the team that has been working on this. Then we'll discuss it to get your feedback and put our heads together to see if there are any other ideas. While the team is getting set up, let me say a few words. What does this new plan mean for our company? First, it's a reality check on where we are right now in terms of getting our message to our customers. Second, this plan has the potential to move the company forward. One of our main challenges, as you all know, is staying relevant in this changing market. Today's presentation has some really innovative ideas about how we can do this.
In this lesson, we learned about starting or calling to order a business meeting, both a formal meeting and an informal one. In the next lesson, you'll learn about introducing the participants at a meeting. This course has been a production of the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at ESLPOD.com. This course was produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say. Copyright 2007.